Kevin McCarthy blasts Biden for soaring gas prices. That's Bidenomics, folks. By Hannah Blow on August 10, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, is blasting President Biden over the latest bout of soaring gas prices, concluding that this is, again, the direct result of Bidenomics. An August 10 blog post, McCarthy highlighted the fact that millions of Americans are back to struggling to fill up their gas tanks thanks to Biden's poor economic policies. In fact, over the last month, gas prices have gone up 30 cents. McCarthy observed, adding that it is forcing over one-third of Americans to limit their travel. McCarthy quoted a driver from Wichita, Kansas, who told a local news station that the rising prices are frustrating because anything that cuts into my pocket means less money that I can put away for my retirement, less money I can spend on things I enjoy. So what exactly is President Biden doing to help real Americans like Jeremy? McCarthy's blog post asked. Instead of unleashing our nation's energy production to lower prices at the pump, the president is doubling down on the same radical Green New Deal policies that increased gas prices by 60% since he took office. He continued, adding that Biden has bragged about his efforts to stop all drilling on the East Coast, and on the West Coast and on the Gulf. But I lost in court. But we're still pushing very hard, Biden said in a Weather Channel interview, deeming climate change, a favorite phrase the radical left uses to push their Green New Deal policies, an existential threat. Mainstream media outlets have also zeroed in on this narrative, arbitrarily blaming rising gas prices on climate change. CNN, gas price spike due to climate change, shows need to act on climate. McCarthy continued. We know that energy independence is the core of good economics for America. That's why we passed the Lower Energy Costs Act, which will make energy more affordable by cutting bureaucratic red tape and strengthen our national security by putting American energy first, rather than dirty gas from our competitors such as China and Russia. The House Speaker said Biden has done the opposite, bowing to foreign dictators while cutting off energy independence via new regulations and depleting our nation's emergency petroleum reserves to their lowest level since the 1980s. And Americans, he added, are paying the price, literally, for these disastrous policies. Gas prices rose to an average of $3.828 on Thursday. The average 1 month ago was $3.543. We appear to be at a fork in the road when it comes to which direction gas prices will take, up or down, AAA spokesman Andrew Gross said. The summer heat that kept people home and suppressed refinery production has eased for now, so we have to look at the cost of oil to determine if the recent price climb is ending. More expensive oil will likely lead to higher prices, so stay tuned, he added. The Biden administration has tried to alter the reality of the situation, asserting last month that Biden has taken historic action to lower gas prices, despite the fact that they reached an all-time high under his administration.